But let's pursue this a little bit further, because it's totally an accident of history that ACTH was presented before TCH. Totally an accident of history. If TCH had been presented first and the two arms of the trial had looked like they do now,
then for 6 months it would have held market share until all the other trials were presented.
I mean, I look at this and I say the best hazard ratio of any trial is 3 months in the FinHER trial in a non-anthracycline setting. We've got the HERA data where you didn't have to receive that at all. You didn't have to receive ACTH. So why are you wed to ACTH? That's what I don't understand. I look at the broad sweep of data, and what I see is that trastuzumab matters.
I see
that
one,
HER2 targeting matters, not that
George,
AC matters.
I see one trial that chose as a novel experimental arm, presumably driven not by concerns about cardiac safety from anthracyclines, but based on preclinical synergy from Mark Pegram and Dennis Slamon. I see a regimen that wasn't supported by any data in the metastatic setting, just to remind us all of BCRG-007, where carboplatin did not seem to augment the activity of docetaxel and trastuzumab at all, response rate nor time to progression. So I'm wondering where this magical synergy is translating into when I only have one adjuvant trial to hang my hat on.
I want to ask Lisa the same question, but just let me clarify one thing. Andy, you have a patient who has a 1 or 1.2 centimeter known negative HER2-positive tumor. Are you likely to use anthracycline or not?
Yes.
Lisa, how do you approach it?
Well, so to take it the next step, I think that the chemotherapy backbone is rapidly going to become a lot less relevant. And so I think a lot of these, what are ongoing and constant debates, will go by the wayside pretty soon. My own personal bias, and we can only say that it's that since there isn't direct data to help us, is that I tend to use anthracyclines when the patient is higher risk. I use TCH when the patient has a higher risk of cardiac toxicity, so when they fulfill some of those multiply times identified risk factors. But I use both of them.
What about the patient I just described? Smaller, no negative, no cardiac problems.
So, you know, I actually tend not to use combined regimens in the lower risk patient. I try and minimize the chemotherapy and then maximize the trastuzumab. So I may give them TC followed by trastuzumab. And we have, for a HER2-positive patient, we're participating in this feasibility study, which is just 12 weeks of paclitaxel and a year of trastuzumab. I honestly think that the chemotherapy may ultimately be far less important than the HER2-targeted therapy.